Let me geek out real quick because I love you guys. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I
can never live up to this hype.
I set the bar so high for you guys. But, of course, Sam from Chevelle, thank you so much for taking the time. How you doing, man?
Really great. Today we are in Chicago, which is basically our home-ish town, you know, from the burbs. But playing a show with Rammstein, of all people. Rammstein?
Rammstein.
Rammstein? Yeah.
People are, I mean, obviously the lineup is amazing, but the only U.S. date for Rammstein, and people are kind of losing their minds collectively.
It's going to be crazy. There was so much stuff on stage that they couldn't hang our backdrop because they were at capacity for the load of the roof. So it's going to be crazy. I'm really looking forward to I'm going to watch it from front of house. So.
Yeah, get right up there. And I mean, anytime a guy wears a flamethrower on his face, you're in for a good show.
Is that happening?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
That's going to be amazing. Yeah.
Well, speaking of, you know, obviously playing with a band like that and you guys being kind of a hometown show, when you and your brother, Pete, were out there playing, did you ever think someday we're going to be playing huge stadium shows in front of our hometown crowd?
You don't really think about that. I think that there's kind of two people that are in bands. There's people that want to play music and love music, and there's people who want to be famous, you know? So we always wanted to play music. That was always our passion. And there was never really a goal. It was always, you did it because you had to do it. It's something inside you. And I don't think we ever thought about what, you know, where would we be at this time? Yeah. I don't like to think about it because when you're up there playing, whether it's 2,000 people, 20,000 people, or 65,000 people, it's almost like if you understand where you are and what you're doing, it's going to, your little head's going to explode.
Get in your head there, and then you get the yips. Isn't that what it's called?
It's absolutely true. In golf, it's a slice or whatever it is. When I'm flying, I have this theory that if any of us could really comprehend that we're 30,000 feet in the air flying a little tin can, that we would, all of us would just freak out. But it's so abstract. It's like watching a movie. Yeah. And that's kind of what being in a band that, you know, playing these big shows is kind of like, you just, the reason you can go out there and do it is because you do it every day. You practice it and practice it and practice it so that you have some confidence to be able to go out and do it. And otherwise, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah. Let's talk about the big news. The brand new album, The North Corridor, Joyride. People are just eating that up. And again, without being biased, because again, I love you and I love your band. It's amazing. It's, and I don't want to like say the other stuff you've done hasn't been like older Chevelle, but this is very reminiscent to almost early 2002 kind of Chevelle.
It's crazy too, because I don't hear it, but I've been hearing the very same thing. And the only thing I can sort of equate it to is that while we were writing, we kept saying, let's just play this heavy-ish music, this metal-ish music that we've always loved. Let's just, and we'd be working on something, and there's a song called Last Days on the record that Pete rewrote the melody to it probably 6 or 8 different times, and the lyrics 3 or 4 different times.
Wow.
And we ended up going home after we had all recorded all the music, and he recorded all the vocals at home in our own little studio, because he changed it all the way up to the point where they said, we have to have this today. This is the end. And because the way we had written it, he said, it's very Chevelle, but it's not what I want to play now, you know? Okay. So it ended up being a fairly heavy song. It's kind of a rage-ish sort of feel to it.
I think that's a great thing. And talking about your brother again, obviously you guys have been together your whole lives, playing now for a long time in a band together. I have an older brother. There's times where we fight, we wrestle, we punch. How do you guys kind of get over those hurdles? Because obviously it's still a job you have to do. You guys still have to go out on stage, even if maybe you're not getting along. How do you guys kind of work through that as brothers and as band members?
Well, I don't think there's a recipe to it. I think everyone in bands and in business in general, or even at your work, everyone deals with it differently. And, you know, at your work, you may have a guy that you can punch and yell at, but some people you can't.
My intern.
There you go. So we don't have an intern that we can punch. So we really try to just be professional, and it doesn't work all the time. I mean, I had a mini meltdown this morning, and that's okay. Everybody has a bad day, and when I'm having a bad day, he's having a good day, and Dean's having a good day, and vice versa. So we just kind of try to prop each other up. Man, I don't know what the secret is, but I can tell you what I think it is. Show up every day.
Yep.
Just got, I mean, that's so much of the thing is just showing up.
Showing up, doing your job.